George H.W. Bush was not this country's flashiest president, but his administration saw one global challenge after the next, from the Tiananmen Square massacre in China to the fall of the Berlin Wall, the breakup of the Soviet Empire, to invasions of Panama and Iraq. That made Bush a fine subject for the documentary called Statecraft, the Bush 41 team.
George Bush took office at the beginning of 3 years of nonstop foreign policy crises.
Things were moving so fast on the ground.
That's a way to do it. If you're going to do it right.
The program, which airs Tuesday night at 10 on public TV, features interviews with those who surrounded the president, like Condoleezza Rice, Colin Powell, and Dick Cheney, who recalled a middle-of-the-night meeting with the King of Morocco before the U.S. launched Desert Storm.
The king reached in his robes and he pulled out a little box. He put it in the hands of the interpreter and then uttered some Arabic back and forth, and then he took it back and put it in his pocket. He could tell I was interested. He said, that box contains a piece of the Quran. And he just swore on pain of death that he won't reveal anything that he's about to hear in this conversation.
The film relies heavily on interviews done by the Miller Center at the University of Virginia, where co-producer and librarian Sheila Blackford works. Earlier, it had produced an oral history of the Bush 41 presidency.
We were unbelievably lucky with him and his team that they had so much experience and so much knowledge around foreign policy.
Former White House correspondent Ann Compton says George H.W. Bush was gracious and diplomatic, getting along well with the White House press corps. In the documentary, she shared a handwritten note in which he apologized to her for remarks made during a media briefing.
Dear Ann, you did a great job yesterday. I hope my response during our press to and fro was not offensive. I wasn't too happy with my reply to you. And by his initials GB, President Bush drew a happy face, wearing a frown.
Blackford hopes those who see the film will appreciate the importance of good government.
Having people that believe in what the federal government does, who have experience, who are hardworking and disciplined, really matters. Bringing people into the government who are either disdainful of the government or have no government experience doesn't work so well.
Also appearing on public television, a film by Chris Farina. It's called Seats at the Table, and it features UVA professor Andy Kaufman, who teaches a class at Virginia's Juvenile Detention Center.
This is a class, one group from a university, the other group from a correctional center, come together, sit down side by side, and have conversations about life through literature.
Farina says the film was a labor of love and a chance to shape the way this country treats young offenders.
If we can share this with the wider world, we can inspire replication so that more of our youth benefit from this type of experience.
Seats at the Table airs Sunday at 2:30. Farina hopes the public will enjoy it as much as prisoners at the Bonaire Correctional Center did when it was shown there.
When Andy asked them afterwards who's interested in taking the class, literally everybody raised their hands, and you're lifted several feet off the ground knowing that your work has resonated with someone.
In Charlottesville, I'm Sandy Houseman.